I was reading a scripture this morning. My wife is in the hospital, so the rest, the part of getting sleep and rest is I'm sleep and rest deprived, so I'm a little bit delirious. So I trust this would be worth actually hooking this up. This is a word the Lord just spoke to me this morning. This is from Ephesians chapter 1. Paul says in verse 15, "For this reason I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers." And here's the prayer. It starts off this way. "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation and the knowledge of him." Then it goes on and says some pretty cool stuff, but that was really where the Lord ministered to me. I'm in a place in my life where I'm 64 years old. I've walked the Lord for a long time, but I'm just really desperately hungry for more. And what I mean by that is that not to get more, because as a Christian, the moment you become a Christian, you're complete in Christ. You've got everything. But I want to encounter more. I want to break through. God doesn't need to break through. He's already broke through. I need to break through because I want to experience some more. I want to understand some more. So I really ask the Lord for breakthrough. He's given us some promises about this season being a breakthrough season. And so I'm doing a little fasting, and that's not to boast. I'm the worst faster in the history of the world. I dream about pork chops and fried chicken, and they had fried French fries over there, almost a whole thing of them, a bunch of them, almost just snuck them out and ate them all. But my point of my fasting is for breakthrough. I just want to have breakthrough to experience the more that Jesus provided for me. It says in John 14, that he made a place for us. That's a really large place. And I don't want to see him face to face and him go, there was a bunch of that space you never even approached to experience it. And so this is really what I'm praying. And so I would just encourage you, and some of you may not practice Lent, every day of our lives we should be seeking the Lord for more. We want God to do things in us. And the way we do things, we worship the Lord through the calendar year. And Lent is just a reminder to us to extravagantly be open and transparent before God so that you can experience some more. It's not about focusing on your sin. It's about experiencing freedom and moving into experience of a larger experience of what you have in Christ. And I think this is a great prayer. So I just want to pass it on to you that Paul prayed for them. He said, "I don't cease to pray for you that you would have a spirit of wisdom and revelation and in the knowledge of him." And the word knowledge there is the word in your experience of Jesus, that you would have a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Revelation, I just did some studying this morning. That word actually means to fold, to unfold, to uncover. It's really relevant to me because Livia gets cold easy, so in the little hospital blankets, you know, are not very thick. So she had like 6 blankets on her last night, plus one just in case she needed another one. And so to unfold her, like you had to have a weightlifter to go in there and unfold the blanket so that whatever they needed to do. But it's about unfolding things. And then wisdom literally is the word of skill. So what he's praying for, he said, "I'm praying that you'll have fresh revelation of who Christ is, of what Christ is to you, what Christ has for you. And that you'll have a revelation of how to put that to work in practical ways in your daily life." That's a great prayer to pray. Because when you think about when he was reading the gospel lesson this morning, Jesus said, "The thief comes to kill and to steal and to destroy. But I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Then he says, "And the shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." See, Jesus laid his life down for us, not just so that he could stamp us forgiven and give us a ticket to heaven. He came to transform us. That even on the way to heaven, it'll be completed in heaven, but we would have life on this side and have it more abundantly. And I think it's heartbreaking to God when we don't understand that. I know so many believers that are just surviving emotionally and mentally and spiritually, just holding on. And if I ask them sometimes, "Well, how was your day?" "Well, I made it." But God didn't mean for you just to make it. Jesus came that we might have life. And he understands that's in the context of a fallen world and the circumstances that make up our life. He said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly, and I laid my life down for that. It's that important to him. And I remember years ago, 30 years ago, those of you who heard my testimony, when I surrendered my life to Christ, I suffered from mental illness and clinical depression and clinical anxiety. And then seeking the Lord, I remember seeing that verse, and it just jumped out at me. Jesus said, I came that you, that's plural, and me too. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You didn't just come so I could go to heaven one day. You came that I have life and have it more abundantly, and I'm not experiencing that. And this is the thing I came, this is what I came to grips with. It's not your fault. It can't be your fault. There's something about me. I need some a revelation about who I am and where I'm at and who you are in the context of that. There's something about me that has to change because it can't be your problem. And that began the journey over the next few months of God transforming my life and setting me free. When I believed that he actually had his will for me was to have life and have it more abundantly. And I believed that it wasn't his fault. And I got honest with him and said, show me. And basically I was saying, God, give me a spirit of wisdom and revelation in my knowledge. So I just challenge you, encourage you, exhort you to pray that prayer. Paul prayed. It's a biblical prayer, an apostolic prayer. That in your experience of Jesus, that he would give you a fresh spirit of wisdom and revelation. So that your Christian life actually becomes one that's more, that's life, literally life and life to the full. Life without limits in this earth. That's not talking about financial blessing. That's an American interpretation. You can experience that in Africa living in a dung hut. It's about who you are on the inside. You can have a gazillion dollars, but on the inside be broken and destroyed. You could have things falling around you, falling apart, relationships even, but on the inside still know life and life more abundant. Because that's the part of you that lives forever. Amen? Heavenly Father, Son, Holy Spirit.